Chapter 30, I promise you I will not try to outdo the Holy Ghost. God can do more in 5 minutes than I can do in an hour and a half, amen? God's already done a lot this morning, and I just want to try to say something this morning to help us. Study, got back, my office yesterday studying, and God gave me a message, and got to church this morning, and it's like, God, give me another thought. So I went in my office and just jotted down some things, and I told Riley, I said, I might be going to change it, I don't know, so. But I want to, 1 Samuel chapter 30, if you're there, say amen. Amen. Look at verse 1. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captive that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and sons and daughters were taken captive. And David and the people that were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam and Jezreelite, and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed. Now listen, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Amen. I want to preach just a little while, or give a devotion just a little while. Encourage yourself. Amen. God, we love you. We thank you for what you've done this morning. God, Lord, you've already encouraged us, God. And I pray, God, Lord, you just help what I say right now, God, to come from heaven. And God, just lift us up right now. God, help us right now, God, to encourage each other. Lord, I love you. I thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. How do you encourage yourself? Amen. Number one, you encourage yourself in the Word of God. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 4, and if you look in the Gospels, you find where Satan came and tempted Jesus. Understand, we all know the story, and we've all heard this. Jesus could have told him anything. Jesus could have said, get away from me, I'm God, you're not. Jesus could have said anything. But Jesus didn't do anything in his ministry and on this earth that you and I cannot speak it. He said, greater works could you do, amen. So when Jesus faced the devil, he faced the devil saying, it is written. It is written. It is written. It is written. You want to know how to encourage yourself when the devil comes against you? Don't tell him what Preacher Tim said. Don't tell him what David said. Don't tell him what Tony said. Tell him it is written. We have the Word of God to encourage ourselves. Hey, what you ought to do is take the Word of God and beat the devil with it. Amen. I'm trying to encourage you this morning, trying to give you a way to make it out, trying to give you a way to defeat the enemy. When's the last time the enemy came against you and you cowered down and you just gave up? But you say, it is written. Hey, it is written. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. Encourage yourself in the Word of God. We need to encourage ourselves with our praise and worship. Psalms 150 talks about praise and worship, what we do in the sanctuary, how we come to God's house. Thank God, I looked out this morning and I saw people with their hands up. I saw that encouraged me. Amen. Amen. And I know everybody that was up here, all these musicians and everybody that was up here singing, seeing everybody worship God and praise God, that encourages us. And when we come to God's house, we ought to encourage ourselves by worshiping. It's one thing for you to encourage me. It's another thing for you to encourage you. Amen. Just like I said a while ago, some of y'all missed a great opportunity this morning to encourage yourself. Some missed a great opportunity to come in God's house and just stand up and raise your hands and honor and glorify God. Why? Why do we do that? Why do you see the preacher on the front row sometimes? It seems like nothing else is going right in the church. It seems like everything's just kind of not going exactly like you want it. Every once in a while, Brother Tony, I just have to stand up and raise my hand. I'm going to worship him when things is going good, and I'm going to worship him when things ain't going good. I'm going to worship him when the band sounds real good, and I'm going to worship him when the band don't sound real good. I'm going to worship him when everything in the sound booth's going right, and I'm going to worship him when everything in the sound booth ain't going right. The Bible says in Psalms 150, it talks about all the musical instruments that you're supposed to use. But then it says that everything that hath breath. My Lord, y'all ought to have been shouting this morning louder than the electric guitar and the steel guitar was playing. You ought to have been shouting this morning louder than we were singing. You ought to come into God's house to encourage yourself. You ought not come to God's house for what you can get. You ought to come to God's house for what you can give. Encourage yourself with the precious word of God. Encourage yourself with praise and worship. And we ought to encourage ourselves with the people who worship with us. Amen. Now I'm going to hit you right between the eyes with something. It's your job to encourage me. The Bible says we're supposed to lift up each other. The Bible says we're supposed to pray for each other. It's your job to encourage me. It's my job to encourage Brother Robert. We ought to encourage ourselves with the people we worship with. When we come into God's house, just like Sister Linda, if God's done something for you, when you stand up and testify, that helps everybody else. But how many of us this morning sat down on God, did not, I mean, we've had a great service. I'm telling you right now, I'm encouraged. I'm about ready to jump pews, amen. I'm just going to tell you, I've had a great time this morning. But how good could it have been if you'd have got in it? We're supposed to come to God's house and get encouraged by the people we worship with. I'm not looking for Joe Biden to encourage me.
Come on.
Yeah. I'm going to move on from that one.
Come on.
David listens to a guy, and I listen to his sermons. Skip Heising. I'm not looking for Skip Heising to encourage me. He does. I'm just going to go ahead and tell y'all. I told y'all Wednesday night, I've been listening to E.V. Hill, and you can't listen to E.V. Hill and go down the highway. I'm telling you right now, you about wreck your car. That encourages me. But you know what encourages me more than that? When I come into God's house and I see Jackie over here with tears streaming down his face, standing up with his hands raised up, and I look back in the back of the church and I see people with their hands raised up, and I look over there at little Tim, and little Tim's got his hand up in the air, and ain't nobody around him, ain't nobody sitting close to him. He's in his own little world, glory to God. He's worshiping God, amen. That's how you ought to be when you come into God's house. Get in your own little world. Don't worry about what everybody else is saying. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. If they jump in pews and you ain't, don't worry about it. Just go ahead and worship God the way you want to worship God, because if you do, you will encourage me. Lord, encourage ourselves with the promise of heaven. How many of y'all the devil fought this week? Everybody get your hand up. If you're hearing the devil ain't fought you, you lost, you need to come on down to this altar and get saved right now. I look back, I guarantee you the devil's fault Gavin. I guarantee you the devil's fault Blake. I guarantee you the devil's fault Benji. I guarantee you the devil's fault Josh. And what do we do? We ought to encourage ourselves with the promise of heaven. Every once in a while, you ought to just be riding down the road and get to thinking about how heaven's going to be, amen. Every once in a while, you ought to go back to it is written. When the devil jumps on you, it is written, Satan. Jesus, it is written in the words of bread, glory to God, amen. Somebody told me one time they were going through a hard time, and I went to them, Brother Tony, and I said, there ain't a whole lot I can do for you. I'm just being honest. Words don't mean a lot right now. He looked at me, he said, them words in red do. Yeah. Every once in a while, you ought to just say, devil, it is written. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, that ought to encourage us. That ought to give us a little bit of strength to go on down the road and fight the devil every day. If heaven don't get you excited, there's something wrong with you. Encourage yourself. I'm going to be honest with you. There have been times, and these deacons know what I'm talking about. There have been times that we've come to church, Brother Robert, and you've got up to sing, and you feel like you've got to be a cheerleader. Everybody's looking at you like, go ahead and bless me if you can. I've had a bad day, and I ain't doing nothing. Oh, yeah. Some of y'all looking at me like that now. There have been times that I've come in and felt like that I had to be a cheerleader to try to get you up and pep you up and give you a little to go on for. And I ain't got a problem with that. I don't. I'm telling you, if God tells me to do it, that's what I'm trying to do this morning. But we ought to be able to come in and encourage ourselves. Because he's a big enough God to take care of all your needs. And he's a big enough God to take care of all my needs. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, folks, I love him. We're singing that song, he's my God. I'm glad he's your God, but I'm glad he's my God, amen. I love you. I just...